My name is Susan Simpson. I have lived in Wyoming for over 50 years, and I live in Laramie now, but I've also lived in Wheatland and Rock Springs and Yellowstone National Park. The statewide network is wonderful because when you're driving across the state, you can pick up the different signals as you go along. So it almost doesn't matter where you are, that you can still take Wyoming Public Media with you. And that's great. And actually, you can take it all the way across the country when you drive. Kansas has a great line, too. When I was in graduate school in New York State, I listened to Prairie Home Companion, and I knew my husband was listening to Prairie Home Companion in Laramie, and that was very companionable. And if I think of events in history, like listening to the radio on 9/11. Yes. So part of my life, a part of American history. Well, I'm an old codger, and I remember when it was in the dorms and nowhere else, and I've been answering the phone as a volunteer for decades, and there are people who I only see anymore when they come and volunteer, and it's so great to walk in, and there's Dee or Kathleen, and to say, yes, we've been doing it. And I have friends who used to volunteer and can't anymore for various reasons, and I think they're a little jealous I can still do it. I think, yeah, with public radio, you stay connected to various parts of the culture. For instance, listening to Terry Gross teaches you about books, movies, music, politics. It's really great, and so it's a way to know what's going on in the world. And you can listen while you're doing other things, which is really, really nice. And talking to people. I was on a cruise in Egypt, and a man was talking about something that he did. He was a machinist in Massachusetts. And I said, how do you know all these things? And he said, I listen to public radio. He was a well-informed fellow and very interesting to talk with. My husband says if everyone gives a little bit, they'll have wonderful support. And we're making our widow's mite towards making KUWR a success.